May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, September 7th, 2024. And today I'll be narrating from four newsletters since my last show. This live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. You're hearing it live. Those who know how and have been following the show can always go to heartcom.org for the archive of shows on the HeartCom network. You can pull up the different shows I've been doing this last year since the first of the year, and you can see the recent ones are these last four from August 25th, August 27th, September 2nd, and September 3rd. And you can enjoy your own customized multimedia show when you listen to the podcast. These newsletters are listed in the footnotes. So like I say, the podcasts usually be up within a day or two, and you can click on the links to these newsletters in the footnotes. And while you're listening with the podcast, you can always just pause the podcast and watch the videos, the infographics, the memes, articles with links that you can do a deep dive, you know, more information on subjects that interest you, so you can enjoy your own customized multimedia show. So the four shows I'm going to be going into today. First one is what a hoot. It's the King of Swing Ignites the Dance Floor. That would be me, folks. They actually did a feature story on me here at the local Murray Bar. Be going into that first. Again, it's a real, you know, life's a hoot, and then you reboot. That's been my theme for a long time. That and Think Galactic and Dance Local. So this is a local country swing story for you country swing dancers out there. Then I'll be going into some a little bit heavier subjects, snapping out of mass hypnotic subservience. You know, those who follow my newsletters realize that I like to do a deep dive onto the conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that are going on, the collective consciousness. As a metaphysician, I keep my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness, or collective unconscious, as Jung would refer to it. And I do these deep dives, ideally, as much as from a high perspective as possible. And one of those is the end article on September 2nd I did called Honoring the Sacred Labor of the Heart. And this was on Labor Day, but I give a kind of a different spiritual spin on that subject. So that's a high dive after doing a deep dive on mass hypnosis. And then on September 3rd, I did an article, which is back to the deep dive stuff. Brace yourself for shock and awe in September. So I think we'll have time to get through the four of those. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So, talking about quantum astrology, psychology. As the host of Cosmic Love, I like to do a orientation to what's going on in the quantum field. You know, the quantum field geometry is the astrology that gives some insight into mass psychology worldwide. What's going on in the collective consciousness, the quantum collective field. So one's brain field, you know, the energy field, the brain field, you know, between your ears, or the holodeck, as I like to call it. This holodeck is your connection with the quantum field from galactic to atomic. I mean, this is the field within the field. You know, how we register the quantum field is the holodeck field between our ears. I sometimes refer to it as the quantum interface with the all-connected unified field. And right now, the astrology psychology, as the show airs today, global humanity is sharing some very interesting quantum field resonance with subtle energies, the kingdom of heaven within us. For example, with the astrology psychology as we speak. The sun is now in the sign of Virgo, an earth sign, and the moon is in Scorpio, which can empower God vision or base chakra fixations, one or the other. Your choice. You know, how we focus our attention, ideally with pure attention, with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension, that's, you know, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. Excuse me. I shouldn't have put lemon in my tea. It makes my throat a little irritated. Sorry for that, folks. Anyway, there's also a very strong once-in-a-lifetime combination of planetary geometries this week that compels a greater understanding of personal relationships. Now, again, I've been into astrology psychology for 40 years and, you know, done couples, individuals, family mandalas, you know, but, you know, and the geopolitical stuff with transits that are going on in the collective consciousness, the quantum field. Consciousness resonates on multiple levels with these energetics. There's a method to the madness, you might say. There's a geometry to divinity. God is geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D. And these frames of reference are basically the constitution of cosmic law. Once you understand the first principles of cosmic law and what's going on with these aspects between the energetics of the planets, which are really step-down generators for the deep space energies that we refer to as the 12 constellations. And so, again, the moon is aligned and stepping down the energies right now of Scorpio. And those who understand, it's the sign of Scorpio. What we're really talking about is these energies that can be higher than an eagle flying into the sun or lower than a belly of a snake. That all depends, you know, where your attention goes. So if there's pure intention, then it's going to be an ascension spiral, you might say, in Scorpio to a God vision, you know, the third eye chakra, the higher chakras. And if there's not pure intention, there can very easily be a downward spiral into the lower chakras, you know, where, like, for example, you know, sex addictions or, you know, fixations, lower chakra fixations, which can be security or fight or flight, you know, it's like, you know, crisis. And a lot of people are in crisis right now and they're in their lower chakras. So basically raising the energy vibration of the moment, this is my intention, this is my imperium with the show, to basically do an upward spiral going viral, excuse the expression, viral in a positive sense, chain reaction, more light and love, easier and faster. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it. So anyway, there's a lot to cover in the show today. So I'm going to on with the show. I'm going to go right into the King of Swing ignites the dance floor. So this happened here just a couple weeks ago. And I've got on the website, you know, for this newsletter, there's a picture of me that they shot while I was at the Murray Bar, and they did an article, King of Swing burns up the dance floor. Think galactic, dance local. That was a quote from the Cosmic Cowboy. And if you search Murray Bar on Instagram or Facebook, that's M-U-R-R-A-Y B-A-R, one word or two words, Murray Bar, you'll find this recent posting. Quote, the King of Swing, our very own Cosmic Cowboy, Christopher Rudy. That was the keynote with some graphics underneath it, some pictures of me dancing. And it said, Christopher has been a radio host on his show Cosmic Love for 16 years and can be seen burning up the dance floor pretty much every Friday night at the Murray Bar. When asked for a comment, he simply replied, quote, think galactic, dance local, before rushing off to hit the dance floor again. Well, that would be me, folks. I had no idea this was going to show up on their blog, Facebook or Instagram blog for the Murray Bar. But they got a new social media coordinator. They've got a new ownership. They've got incredible bands now coming in Friday night, Saturday night. It's been just wonderful country swing dancing. And there's a picture of me dancing with Molly, works at the Bar and Grill. She's been a waitress there for, 30 years? Darling lady, and I'm dancing with her, and I have a caption underneath that picture, those two pictures, and I say, the ballroom for country swing dancing is typically the bar room. I mentioned that I like their cranberry juice for my energy battery, my kidneys and the adrenals. I also like their, I didn't just put this in the picture, but their honey rye, a local microbrewery, Neptune Brewery. On a regular basis after a big week, a pint of their honey rye goes down really nice, and can't drink more than that and do much good swing dancing. But a honey rye, I figure if Padre Pio could drink a beer or two, and then locate all over the countryside, then I can have one of them and I'm not committing any great sin. Not that I'm worried about that from one drink. But anyway, this is how I keep my sanity, folks, dancing here locally. As a metaphysician with my finger on the pulse of global evolution, revolution, revelations, I try to balance a lot of publishing work on the computer with the joy of dancing. And I'm not going to be paying for a spa membership when I can get great cardio workout swing dancing for free. So, and also as an unofficial ambassador for the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets, I don't broadcast that a lot. People think that's kind of weird, but that's pretty much, I'm not going to go in a deep dive on that. But as an unofficial ambassador for the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets, I represent cosmic love through love of the dance, the dance of cosmic love. It's a many splendiferous thing. So this is my meditation in motion for anchoring the emotion of love in action in the physical 3D octave. So much fun anchoring that energy of love in action. So dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and by the grace of twirling love in action, it's all good, folks. Keep the faith, see the good, always love, always. Anyway, that's not a lengthy thing, but I thought I'd report that, share that. I don't get personal very much, talk about myself personally on the Cosmic Love show, because there's plenty of stuff going on in the world that is worthy of more attention than myself. But this was a hoot. I mean, for them to feature me as our very own cosmic cowboy, Christopher Rudy. Whoa. Anyway, next article, which is, again, this more of a serious subject, so I like to keep it light. But at the same time, there's serious stuff going on in the world. This one's called Snapping Out of Mass Hypnotic Subservience. So this is in regard to how big media colludes with the deep state for mass media mind control to create electile dysfunction on purpose. A little bit of a pun there on erectile dysfunction. We're talking about electile dysfunction on purpose. There's a really good picture of JFK Jr. And there's these hands over his mouth. It's a graphic picture. And there's different hands over his mouth, the DOJ, the FBI, the Palos, and Schiff, any of these different, basically, but this is the whole point of censorship that's going on. And the byline here is that more than any other world leader in modern history, RFK Jr. has exposed the corrupt medical industrial complex that creates and treats disease for profit and for population reduction, virtually making a killing. The creating and managing of disease. So mass pharmacide by the deep state is the cash cow that does not want exposed and has attacked RFK Jr. relentlessly, mercilessly. Why? Because it's an existential crisis for them. So I'm focusing on this survival issue in this newsletter for those who are pro-life, for all of your loved ones. And goes right into it, folks. Mass pharmacide, a quote by RFK Jr., where he says, "They make us all sick and create lifetime customers." And this is kind of the bottom line of a quote by RFK Jr., where he says, quote, "The vaccine companies are making $60 billion a year selling mandatory vaccines. They're also making $500 billion a year selling EpiPens, inhalers, anti-seizure medications, diabetes and arthritic meds, etc. Virtually all of the medications they sell are targeted to treat diseases that are listed as side effects of the vaccines on their own manufacturing inserts. And this is where that quote comes in that I led with. It's the perfect business model. They make us all sick and create lifetime customers. So, I mean, this is it, folks. I mean, this is, you can't nail it any more than that. This is what the existential crisis is for big media and big pharma and big government. And, you know, that's all aligned with profits before people. But profits come before stockholders whenever profits are at stake. The shareholders come before the public. That's the point of corporate law that we're seeing play out with mass pharmacide. They're making a killing, you know, indirectly causing disease, directly treating disease. $60 billion a year selling mandatory vaccines, $500 billion a year selling all the remedies for the diseases that they then cause. They make us all sick and then create lifetime customers. So anyway, then there's a cartoon to take the edge off that quote. The cartoon is like there's this white owl with eyeglasses on and a chalkboard with all kinds of figures on it. And the white owl is stating, the need for continuous boosters shows that the science isn't working, but the business model is. You know. Anyway, then it goes on with a really good article. A video, and that you click on the image, and it's regarding an interview, Tucker Carlson, regarding RFK Jr. And byline there is RFK Jr., why he decided to team up with Trump. Now, this is one of those places that if you're listening to the podcast in the future, you'd want to, you know, maybe pause the podcast while you watch this video that I'm talking about. If you're following along with the narrative, you know, with the second footnote regarding this specific article on snapping out of mass hypnotic subservience. So this is, again, from the Tucker Carlson Network. And you know, when Bobby Kennedy endorsed Donald Trump, you know, this is a couple weeks ago, he burned his boats. There's no turning back for him. Here's his first interview since that happened. And I had a lot of people that responded positively to this because it was just a really good insight on, you know, what's going through Bobby's head endorsing Donald Trump. And then there's another follow-up article. It's a three-minute video that goes, one of the things that RFK Jr. is talking about emphatically right now is the shocking health of Americans. I mean, increasingly fat and stupid. I mean, this video, three-minute video, says it all. And you can click on the image for the video and the transcripts, and you can read about this Dr. Casey Means, and how she explains to Tucker just how sick Americans have become due to sickness incentives that profit from disease. You know, the whole medical industrial complex, far bigger than the military industrial complex, killing far more Americans than the military industrial complex is killing overseas. I mean, millions of Americans, and how they're doing it. Well, and he goes into it. He explains what's causing all this. It's simple. It's our toxic food system and our toxic environment, ingested or ingested. You know, people dig in their grave with their teeth. And he talks about the toxic food, and of course, he didn't go in. In this one, he didn't go into specifically the vaccines. Other articles, he goes into the vaccine. He's been extremely censored for even mentioning the word vaccine. So here's how bad it is in California. Autism rates are 1 in 22 now. It used to be, what, 1 in 5,000, you know, what, 50 years ago? 74% of American adults are overweight or obese. They can't find young people that aren't overweight and sick, you know, for the military service. That's why they get off. That's why they're giving citizenship to all these people that are coming across the border. You know, they let them go into the military and give them citizenship because they can't get Americans that are too fat and stupid, you know, because the, again, garbage food, junk food makes people stupid. Anyway, close to 50% of children are overweight or obese, and 50% of American adults have prediabetes or type 2 diabetes, when only 1% of Americans in the 1950s had the disease. So we've gone from 1% to 50% of Americans with either prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. And 30% of teens now have prediabetes, and infertility has decreased by more than 50%. That should, yeah, infertility should be increased by more than 50%. And sperm counts are decreasing by 1% per year. And 40% of 18-year-olds have a mental health diagnosis. In other words, it's making us stupid, if not autism. We're having a whole generation grow up that is addled, and a lot of them have PTSD from all the shock and awe with the shutdown of everything, and so much stress to where people, again, can't even afford the food, good food, so they eat junk food, and again, it makes them physically sick, and it makes them mentally sick, and we have a very sick nation. So basically, I'm saying here, folks, snap out of it. I mean, this is a trending to an extinction level event for Americans. I mean, this is serious. So RFK Jr., basically, his message is make America healthy again. I mean, it was Trump is make America great again. But here we have JFK saying we need to make America healthy again. And he basically teaming up with the Make America Great team and the Make America Healthy team are now, you know, they're hooking up, you know, for a synergy that's greater than the sum of the parts. And it is, you know, the deep state are trembling in their boots. This is causing a meltdown. This JFK Jr. going MAGA, I should say MAHA, make America healthy again. It is basically there's a kind of tremor in the dark side deep state force because this is like a 1-2 punch. So there's an article here from Freedom's Phoenix. Whom was correct and right, the journalists or the conspiracy theorists? And there's a guy there with a tinfoil hat on and, you know, conspiracy theorists. And was he right? Well, lamestream media prostitutes lied to us. And independent internet media called it out. Exposed a lie. I mean, I've lost half of my mailing, my email list, my, you know, subscriber list of more than 10,000 people over the last 3 years, just basically calling out the big lie, the whole truth, the big lies. A lot of people just, you know, they believe the lie and they, you know, the whole truth is exposed, the big lie for a correction, you know, of perception deception. But fear of change can make one mad. You know, people don't like, you know, their normalcy bias. They don't like being wrong. And when they get mad, they even call good evil. And I, you know, like I say, I lost half my list thinking that I was some kind of conspiracy theorist, you know, for saying that vaccines are creating disease and all the misinformation and disinformation that the authorities gave us about the vaccines for shutting down and social distancing and all that BS belief system. So anyway, I like the quote in this regard of Jonathan Wolfgang von Goethe, who says, quote, "None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depths of their mind by masters who rule them with lies. These masters feed them on falsehoods till wrong looks right in their eyes." And it's just, you know, this been the dynamic, you know, we've had over the last 3 years, you know, so raising the flag of truth is very controversial. You know, whose truth? A lot of people would prefer to believe the authorities and get along and go along with consensus that turns out was all wrong about the vaccines. But they, you don't hear them saying it now. No, they're going ahead with their promoting their boosters. And I mean, it's like it's crazy time out there, folks. For a lot of people, they're really confused. They don't know. A lot of folks have come to realize that they don't want any more boosters. They don't want any more vaccines because there's something wrong with all these people, you know, dropping dead all over the planet, you know, and being attributed directly to vaccines. So the disease that has, you know, the cancers, the micro cancers, the all kinds of diseases that have spiked, you know, which has been very profitable for Big Pharma. Like I say, they're making a killing. So there's a little bit of a satire from this one Twitter post I put up, and I'll quote it. He says, quote, "I'm so grateful to know that pharmaceutical companies who have paid billions in criminal fines for corruption, false claims, and bribing doctors are now working together hand in hand with a bunch of billionaires who think the world is overpopulated to save the lives of all of us. there's so many. I mean, that's an excellent satire in a nutshell. I mean, it's pretty nuts. You know, again, there's these billionaires who are making a killing, creating and managing disease, and they believe religiously that there's an overpopulation problem, but they're going to save the lives of all of us, with their vaccines, And anyway, the battle for health freedom is heating up, and that's the point. This is a quote from JFK Jr. He says, "We are in the last battle. This is the apocalypse. We are fighting for the salvation of humanity. We all knew this was coming at some point. I never believed it would come in my lifetime, but here it is. We are the happy few, the band of brothers and sisters, and we know what our job is in this life. We know that we're part of this battle. We have to fight, and we have to die with our boots on if necessary. Everybody here, I'm confident, knows what their duty is and is going to do that duty, and I'm going to be beside you when you do it. I know all of you are going to be beside me." Basically, he's giving an affirmation that we, too, believe in the truth of Make America Healthy Again, the pure intention that focuses attention with loving, healing attention, retention for conscious ascension in a higher dimension of a full comprehension of Make America Healthy Again, how we can do it, why we need to do it. This is the point. And the key takeaways of his talk, when he gave his historic announcement that, you know, he's joining Trump, is in an article that I provide there. It's actually the video you can watch. It's just 5 minutes long. And the key takeaways is that he would be tasked to ending the chronic disease epidemic in America. I mean, there's the real epidemic is not from a virus. It's from the chronic degenerative disease being caused by food, toxic food and toxic injections. So anyway, he goes on to say, quote, Kennedy says that, quote, "These agencies, the FDA, USDA, and CDC, all of them are controlled by giant for-profit corporations. And with President Trump's backing, I'm going to change that." In other words, he's saying he's going to, at the heart of what he's saying is that he's going to reverse the incentives for disease and take the profit out of it. He's going to take the profit out of the disease care industry that they call healthcare. This is a huge thing, but this is what he's saying. So the control of our health must be returned to the public, because what he's saying is that it's been privatized. Public health has been privatized by corporations for profit. So the control must be returned to the public with well-informed choice, as with a whole new system of free online universal self-care. Now, I've been talking about this, writing about this, lecturing on this for years, going back 7 years where I did an article, and I have the article here with a graphic, universal self-care at the heart of holistic healthcare. You can click on that image of the Aquarian model of when I say nonprofit, it's not for profit, universal self-care, what that looks like, how that works. And, this breakthrough with global telecare, how that works for the creation and management of holistic health and free online database analytics for the analysis, prevention and management of all disease. How that's been possible, how it is possible. I gave presentations on this to the OTC Stock Expo in Denver back in 19, I think it was 86, 87, 86, at this OTC Expo, which is over-the-counter stock expo, where new ideas, inventions are introduced to market makers, stockbrokers, at a big convention that they have of the penny stock industry in Denver. This is back in 1987. I introduced HealthMax 123, which is a database model using Lotus 123 model of self-correcting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease. I've been working on this, folks, back to the drawing board thousands of times with this global telecare and telecom and telecommerce. What this TLC flame with the media, medical, telecare, medical, media, telecom, marketing, telecommerce, what that would look like and how that works. You might say a threefold flame, media, medical, marketing, management model, you know, as Hermes Trismegistus would refer to it, you know, basically he was messenger of the gods. You know, there's metaphor, you know, the mysteries of God sometimes are cloaked in ancient metaphors of the gods, like Hermes, who as messenger of the gods would basically get high and bring things down to earth. He would, you know, take the highest concept of service, medical, media, marketing service, and step them down to the 3D octave, the three-dimensional octave of media, medical, marketing, again, management of megatrends that are shaping our future. So this is too much, perhaps, exquisite metaphor for everyone. But as, you know, this is where I'm coming from as the host of Cosmic Love and as a longtime metaphysician, you know, 52 years now since initiation on the path of the spirit that matters, that's that article on the path. I'm providing links here on metaphysician on the path and how I've pioneered a unique Aquarian vision over the last 52 years. These are article websites that I have hot linked in the content at the bottom of this article on RFK Jr. and Trump. And I reference all this because people wonder where I'm coming from to talk about a vision, Aquarian vision for healing of the medical media marketing management models that will define the Aquarian blueprint that is not for profit, other than profiting the abundant consciousness, the abundant health, the abundant resources with an economics of abundance that transcends the economics of scarcity that we have, you know, prevailing, you know, at the time. And of course, the economics of scarcity, it's like an oxymoron, you know, the value of scarcity. And this is basically how the economic system we now have that creates and manages scarcity of health for profit. Scarcity of consciousness for profit. In other words, you can't have intelligent people that are going to allow tyranny to be taking over their lives. So they dumb us down with food, fluoride in our water, drops IQ. I mean, from every angle, you know, the chemtrails in the air, the toxic poison. This is what JFK Jr. is talking about, the poisoning of our air, water, food, you know, of our consciousness, of our bodies. So basically, you know, the numbest down and the dumbest down. So we're too sick and stupid, you know, to wake up and smell the coffee. But otherwise, wise up and rise up and basically say, enough. Well, it's turning around. People are waking up. I'm getting this stuff out. More people are subscribing, which I encourage them to do so I can afford to focus on this rather than taking odd jobs as painting. I actually took an odd job the other month for being a featured dancer in a local movie that was in production down at Chico Hot Springs. I love to dance, you know, so if I get paid for dancing, I'll do that. But at the same time, you know, I got to pay the bills, and I appreciate for those who subscribe to my newsletter. That I've been doing now since the first of the year, Substack, and you can always, if you're not a subscriber or if you're not a free subscriber, you can subscribe for free. You know, you don't have to pay $5 a month, which I highly encourage. And I have people that subscribe for the year, you know, and I get, you know, get paid for the year in advance, you know, when they get the discounted rates, or you might say it's a discounted valuation they see the value in what I'm doing for the next year, and they want, rather than pay each month, they just pay in one fell swoop. Grateful for that. That really helps me out. So I haven't asked for that in previous shows. I don't think I've ever asked for that, but I got momentum going with that, where I'm basically cutting through the dross of lamestream media by greater exposure. And I have people on my list that I know. One individual forwards information from my show, from my list, to more than 10,000 people on his list that he still has. And so I don't know how much it gets networked around the world. So every once in a while, I get a little backstory on myself as a metaphysician. In the 52 years pioneering a unique Aquarian vision with a higher concept of love, basically God, love, geometrically ordered divinity, first principles of cosmic law, universal law language, at the heart of a global revolution in higher consciousness for us as United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, with Thomas Paine's day, you know, with the Revolution 1.0, you know, that us was the United States of America. Where now we're at kind of global revolution 2.0. So the us is like the United Sovereigns of Earth. This is what I've been saying for years. And with a higher concept of TLC, you know, tender loving care, telecommunication, telecommerce, for global holistic healing. And this global holistic healing with global telecare, this is something I'm very big on, you know, different models for global holistic healing. I'm kind of a fifth ray guy. Yeah, when I say that, you know, the fifth ray of truth and wholeness and healing. And the fifth ray is like sometimes referred to as the green ray. Green is a combination of blue and yellow. Yellow is the wisdom ray. Green is sometimes referred to as the healing ray. And as far as the cosmic law of light, the language of light, green and yellow are right in the middle of the color spectrum. You've got the ultraviolet and infrared, blues and the reds on the left and the right on the two ends, but right balanced in angstrom units in the color spectrum, right balanced in the middle is yellow, the brightest of all colors perceptually, and green, you know, which assimilates the most chlorophyll in plants. You've got basically the frequencies of the his healing ray, this photosynthesis ray, this illumination ray, right in the middle of the color spectrum. It's like Captain Kirk in the middle of the crew. You've got Scotty, fiery red, emotional on one end, and you've got Spock, intellectual, left brain, linear, you know, no emotion on one end, all emotion on the other end. And you got Captain Kirk right in the middle. You know, these basically his left brain and right brain are coherent and congruent, you know, to make it so, Scotty or Spock, make it so, make it. So anyway, I play around with these metaphors and models because that's what people can understand, you know, at a basic level. It's like the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain dynamic. It's like the upper brain, you've got people with their head in the clouds, and you got lower brain, you got people with their feet on the ground. You know, when I say that, the down to earth, practical, you know, clodbusters, you may not get the best ideas, but they follow through with them. Whereas the intellectual, high-flying intellectual, they get all the concepts and ideas and visions, but it's not down to earth as far as a lot of people are concerned. It's over their heads. It's too, you know, and I have a tendency to go that. People sometimes ask me a question and they just want a drink and I give them a fire hose, you know, overwhelm them too much. But that's just my cosmic fire with my cosmic love. I sometimes just do roasty toasty when I get too excited and too much. I'm just too much sometimes for some people. And I mean, my strength in excess is a weakness, but we all have those, and that's just mine. So anyway, I thought I'd reference a little backstory on myself. I've got two more newsletters to get through, and I'm going to go on to this next one, Honoring the Sacred Labor of the Heart, Elevating the Meaning of Labor Day, publishes on Labor Day. And again, this was just last week, you know, Labor Day, September 2nd. Here we are, the 7th. There was a new moon in Virgo. Now, that's when the moon, that's when there was this alignment of the moon in Virgo with the sun. And there was this conjunction. That's what the new moon is. I say at the beginning of this newsletter, you can skip to the bottom for some light love excitement. So I went into right away in this newsletter after I gave some backstory. And here's the backstory, folks. There was a graphic by Nicholas Roerich, a beautiful graphic, where he says, the human heart wants real peace. It strives to labor creatively and actively. It wants to love and expand in the realization of sublime beauty. And in the highest perception of beauty and knowledge, all conventional divisions disappear. In the highest perception of beauty and knowledge, all conventional divisions disappear. That's the labor of the heart. That higher perception of beauty that strives to labor creatively and actively through the human heart that wants real peace. So begin on that note, and I say, take heart, folks, those who realize the sublime beauty of a process for culturing social conscience in global social network communities, will see unity in diversity emerging. It's an instant everywhere, an interactive internet world out there now, folks. It's all connected. And, you know, in reality, you know, in principle, you know, we are a unified field. Instant everywhere, interactive internet connection. I mean, we're talking about, we are a unified field in principle. Quantum connection, singularity. And we can unite in practice. We have the capability. We just don't, it's not set up yet with the responsibility. The capability's there. In principle, we have a unified field. Instant everywhere interactive connection. Now, providing the responsibility, you can't ask a people to be responsible unless they have responsibility. Currently, we have a system of communication, which isn't true communication, which is the two-way process. What we have now is a system of one-way, highly centralized, mass distribution of information with no feedback. It's called programming. We're being told what to think. We're not being encouraged how to think. That's being censored. So I love the quote by Thomas Paine, "We have it in our power to begin the world over again." That's kind of the theme, you know, the positive theme, you know, I begin and end with. So this is the global revolution known as the Great Awakening, which initiates the quantum age with the Great Enlightenment. And I have a link on the quantum age, the quantum Aquarian age, what that looks like, how that works. If you want to do a deep dive, just click on that link, the quantum age. Quantum age with the Great Enlightenment. That's what's coming, folks. Look forward to it. Hold the immaculate concept. Hold the vision. So I began this article going to the Wisdom of the Heart by Dr. Naomi Wolf. We're talking about, you know, Labor Day honor, honoring the wisdom of the heart. And Dr. Naomi Wolf gives a brilliant thing on ending the Palestinian Holocaust. And I make a note there. I say, quote, "This is one of the bravest ladies I've ever known." And she goes into, she's a Jewish woman, Dr. Naomi Wolf, and she understands the concept of a chosen people. So I share her words below. And in brief, basically what she's saying is that the chosen people, the Jews in the church, has been sold is an easily disproven lie. Well, that's saying quite a thing. That's a shocker right there. So Dr. Naomi Wolf, here she's saying, she was challenged. She says, "I was challenged below," and she goes into, I'm going to be going into it, but she was challenged to read the Bible. Someone told her to read the Bible. "Don't you read them?" Basically, they were in her face saying, haven't you read the Bible? God gave the land of Israel to the Jewish people. So anyway, she looked into this, did a bunch of research. And then she says, "So I may get crucified for this, but I have started to say it most recently, terrified and trembling, to a warm welcome in a synagogue in L.A. And what she went into, she explains that actually, if you read Genesis, Exodus, and Deuteronomy in Hebrew, as I do, as she's saying this, that you see that God did not give Israel to the Jews, Israelites. We as Jews are raised with the creed that God gave us the land of Israel," quote unquote, in Genesis. "And that ethnically, quote unquote, we are the chosen people. But actually," she says, "I could not believe my eyes when I saw this. I checked my reading with major scholars and they confirmed it. Actually, God's covenant in Genesis, Exodus, and Deuteronomy with the Jewish people is not about ethnicity. and not about a contract. It is about a way of behaving. Again, she reads Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy in Hebrew. And she did the research on this. And what she found out, again and again in the covenant language, God never says, I will give you ethnic Israelites, the land of Israel. He never says that. Rather, he says something far more radical and far more subversive in her view, far more godlike in her view. And she says, if you visit those, that what she's saying that God is saying in the covenant language is that if you visit those imprisoned who are imprisoned, act mercifully to the widow and the orphan, welcome the stranger in your midst, you know, the Good Samaritan, tend the sick, do justice, and love mercy, and perform various other tasks, then you will be my people, and this land will be your land. So, quote unquote, my people is not ethnic, it's transactional. We are God's people, not by birth, but by a way of behaving that is ethical, kind, and just. And we stop being God's people when we are not ethical, kind, and just. And anyone who is ethical, kind, and just is, according to God in Genesis, God's people. That's what the Hebrew, that's what the original wording is. You've got all these Scofield Bibles that are interpreted by Zionists, you know, to say, you know, that the modern state of Israel is God's people and that they have a right to get rid of anyone they want to, you know, whatever. It's crazy, crazy talk that we get, you know, from fundamentalist Christians, Christian Zionists, by way of the Scofield Bible. I've written about this. I've published about this. I've had people leave the list about it. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth of this, of what Naomi is saying here. Naomi Wolf is brilliant in the way she says that. So the contract to give us Israel is conditional, that we can live in God's land if we are God's people in this way, just, merciful, compassionate. You know, the Good Samaritan. And it never, ever says it is only your land. Even when passages spell out geographical boundaries as if God does such a thing, it never says this is exclusively your land. It never says I will give this land just to you. So here's Naomi Klein saying that, remember, these were homeless nomads who had left slavery in Egypt and were wandering around in the desert. At most, these passages say, settle here, but they do not say, settle here exclusively. Indeed, again and again, it talks about welcoming what was referenced as, quote unquote, the Zerim, translated as strangers, but can also be translated as peoples and tribes who are not you in your midst. So Dr. Naomi Wolf says, this blew my mind. Hope it blows yours. So I'm finishing up here. There's a graphic here of this little girl. She's all excited. It's a GIF. So she's moving along. She just says, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And the byline for that is more light and love going mainstream. Of course, this is cosmic love. This is the L-O-V-E with the circle, triangle, square, the graphics. And as the vision of global telecare and telecom, which I've hyperlinked for those who have not read about global telecare and telecom, as the vision of global telecare and telecom gains traction in the collective consciousness of the Great Awakening, shift happens. And there's some people, the loving girl child in the picture, this graphic, this GIF graphic, she's just so excited, her hands are going up, she's just smiling, she's so excited. And that's the shift that'll be happening. People will get the vision and they'll be excited. Here's a vision of wholeness and healing, of self and civilization that can go mainstream very quickly. The technology is installed and operational to where this could be achieved in a very short time. Ideally, you know, you would think, you know, that some billionaires that, you know, that are enlightened, and there are enlightened billionaires out there, more or less enlightened, would put money into this to make it happen. It wouldn't be that expensive to make it happen. It would change everything. Other billionaires would not be happy that they may be losing their monopolies on oil or other energy sources. There's all kinds of monopolies out there, folks. You know, the food monopolies, the agribusiness. I can go on and on and on. You know, where the very powerful special interests have a vested interest in keeping not just common sense uncommon, but keeping health uncommon, keeping prosperity for the public uncommon, because increasingly you've got the super rich, the power elite, who are milking the masses to the point now where it's becoming almost an existential crisis for middle America. Middle America is shrinking. You've got the wealthy, the 1%, 5%, and then you've got a vast middle class that's becoming largely the poor class. They're just surviving paycheck to paycheck. What's that, 40% of Americans now? The rest of the middle class, they're struggling. You know, Americans are struggling. I mean, if there's not going to be a turnaround when we have a clear options for more light and love, easier and faster, you know, for a vision of wholeness and healing with telecommerce, telecommunication, telecommunity, you know, self-governing systems that'll self-correct. So anyway, the many details of a whole system of global healing begins to coalesce as Wisdom of the Crowd. And I have a whole website on that, Wisdom of the Crowd, that empowers a high standard of cosmic universal love hardware for culturing interactive collective consciousness. Hardware is an interactive interface for culturing enlightened, wise dominion, wisdom. So when we the people worldwide wise up by way of real sovereignty, higher power and God, love, source, I am what I am, victory virtues will overcome the victim dictum that's too often prevailing as what I sometimes refer to as stuck in negativity or sin. So the original sin is stuck in negativity, you know. So I try to keep a sense of humor, but the archetypal foundation for this whole upwising process is the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to ascension of the planet. That's a quote. And the origins of that on the universal language, the most powerful thought form in the universe, the key to the ascension of the planet. This is the gem that maybe some of you have been waiting for. It's kind of a fascinating backstory. And I go into the first principles of cosmic universal quantum law geometrized in the love codes. And I have a link on the love codes. Geometrically ordered divinity, and this is for realizing how this is a universal interface for global interaction with the whole and Holy Spirit of love in action. Like Holy Spirit as love in action, the higher the standard of love, the vision of love, the greater the action, the greater the results. You know, let the guru be the results. More light and love, easier and faster. So I go into then the geometry of pure intention, focused attention, love retention for conscious ascension with the I am, I can, I will, I do process in the spiritual, mental, and emotional and physical quadrants of self and civilization. I go into a whole model of the cosmic clock, these universal archetypes of Carl Jung and cosmic astrology, psychology, and you can click on those links if you're interested. So in the meantime, I go into some other dimensions, articles that you might want to read, and that leaves me just a couple minutes to reference this last article that I just published a few days ago. Brace yourself for shock and awe in September. Will deep state desperados result to a false flag? I'm back to this theme of, you know, Trump's injection of RFK Jr. into the election has hit a big nerve of power elite potentates, and this is an existential crisis for them. Will they create some kind of emergency, declaring emergency powers for control? Is Wall Street, which is fluctuating wildly, is it about to implode? Will the Gaza genocide then finally come to an end? What does it take to bring peace? Christic light as Aquarian love is surging. Deep state antichrist insanity is purging. And a golden quantum age is emerging. So either world events push us to embrace the Christic ethos with abundant love, or our worst fears come upon us. We need to redirect our activism towards the real source of power in love, the power of love, power in love, to create real, meaningful change, more light and love, easier and faster, because fearless faith in that process neutralizes faithless fear in the process. So I go into several videos that are really extraordinary in this piece. And a great 3-minute video, extremely well done, on RFK Jr. It's a campaign ad called Finish the Story, Bobby. Watch this and you'll see why there was a huge shift in public support of this story worldwide. So seize the vision of this trending. There's a pattern to where all this is going. It's a trend, and that's why it's important to trend fit emerging events with those cosmic love principles and processes that naturally empower creation of a future that we all want. So these videos are fascinating, in-depth. It's one of them, the last one, the special guest, Ivan Raiklin, has some brilliant insight for those who have the time to read them. They're talking about the quantum voting system, which will be coming online after the system reboot, which is coming up. Corrupted code. The corrupted code for the global holodeck will get cleaned up with source code. So I got links on the quantum voting system on source code. More reading if you're interested, folks. Articles, links. In the meantime, I'm an optimist. The last of the human freedoms is to choose one's attitude. So keep the faith, see the good. Make it so. Thanks for listening, folks. Hope you got something out of the show today. And hope you're awakening to your part in the global revolution and higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.